From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish troops and their allies Thursday struck at Islamic State forces along the Syrian border for a second day. Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River, but it's unclear if all of them have withdrawn, as demanded by Turkey. Turkey hopes to rid its border with Syria of both Islamic State and Kurdish forces. UN officials say Russia has agreed to support a 48-hour pause in fighting in and around Syria's largest city, Aleppo, so that humanitarian aid can be delivered to its population. Secretary of State John Kerry Thursday visited Saudi Arabia to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. Kerry was trying to shore up support for his Syrian plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva. During the meeting with Lavrov, the two sides will try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced military exercises on land and in the Black and Caspian Seas. The drills began Thursday in Russia's southern, western, and central military districts, where troops have been put on combat alert. The drills will last until the end of the month and will involve various units and troops. A 4.3 magnitude aftershock hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Thursday. The aftershock caused damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town already reeling from Wednesday's earthquake. Officials are putting the toll at that quake at 250. This is VOA News. The two main U.S. presidential candidates traded charges of racism Thursday. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton accused her Republican opponent Donald Trump of fueling what she called America's radical fringe. In a blistering speech, Clinton told a campaign rally in Nevada that Trump has built his campaign on prejudice and paranoia. For his part, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said charging opponents with racism is what he called the oldest play in the Democratic playbook when their policies do not work. Trump spoke in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, a judge Thursday ordered the State Department to begin releasing any new Clinton emails they may find. He set a deadline for the release at September 13th. An aggregate of surveys compiled by RealClearPolitics.com says Democrat Hillary Clinton has an average 6 percentage point lead over Trump. Voters continue to view both candidates unfavorably. Brazil's Senate has begun the impeachment trial of suspended President Dilma Rousseff. Chief Justice Ricardo Lewandowski declared the trial open, later briefly suspended it as senators yelled at each other. Ms. Rousseff is accused of shifting money between government budgets to hide the country's deficits. U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte has been charged in Brazil with making a false crime report to police. The charge stems from an incident during the Rio Olympics where Lochte and three other athletes claimed that they had been robbed at gunpoint. Two of the athletes later recanted the story. Lochte admits that he exaggerated the story following a night of drunken revelry. He could be tried in absentia if he fails to return to Brazil. Roman Selesnev has been found guilty on charges of organizing a global hacking ring. The son of a Russian lawmaker was charged in what a prosecutor called one of the most prolific credit card trafficking schemes in history. Suspected Islamist militants have attacked a restaurant at Somalia's capital. Witnesses report a bomb blast followed by gunfire at the restaurant in Mogadishu's Lido Beach area. Earlier, a blast was reported in a market area in the southern Somali town of Bardhir. At least 11 people were wounded, including the district commissioner. Afghan police say at least 13 people are dead, more than 45 wounded, in the nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University in Kabul Thursday. Among the dead, seven students, three police officers, two university security guards, and a guard from a nearby school for the blind. The Kabul police chief says 36 students and university staff were wounded. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.